Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. Morning. So today we are still continuing on with 2 Chronicles. So today we are focusing on praise and worship confuses the enemy. So we will be reading 18 through 30. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to get them out. So the first week, I believe we're on week 3. On the first week, we talked about how to respond to an attack, and we went through verses 1 through 12. And last week, we talked about the battle is not yours, and we focused on verses 13 through 17. And today, we're going to wrap up the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we may do one more series, but we will see. So basically what we've learned so far is Jehoshaphat, a war has been declared on him, and he has taught us, or we have been able to learn, how he was able to respond to an attack by seeking God in prayer and seeking God for guidance on this attack that is on him and Judah as well. And also remembering that this battle is not ours. It has already been won for us. We are not fighting for victory, but we are fighting from victory. We also learned that God wants us to be able to take up our positions and stand still and watch his victory. He does not want us to be afraid. He does not want us to be discouraged, but there is still something that needs to happen on our part. So God told them to go out to the battle against the enemy, but he also, Jehoshaphat, went out to pray as well. So the command was not just to pray and wait, but to pray and go. So although Judah did not fight physically, they still needed to go out and take their position and believe that God will win the battle for them. So we know that faith is what was required of them, but we also know it was faith and action as well. And we also know that faith without works is dead. We can have all the faith in the world, but there is something that is always still required on our part. So not only did Jehoshaphat seek God and pray and go out to stand against his enemy, his response was also praise and worship. So can you imagine being the enemy? Like, you being the enemy, we'll switch roles at this point. And you're attacking someone and you're throwing darts at their life, at them, and they are sitting or standing or just in a posture where they are walking around and praising God. It's the opposite of what you would expect. You would expect them to be worrying. You would expect them to be drowning in fear. You would expect them to be down and sad and depressed, but they are praising and worshiping God. And that's the thing. Praise and worship confuses the enemy. So praise and worship should be our response when the enemy attacks. And praise and worship is also a warfare tactic. So just as we can fight back with the word of God, we can also fight back in praise and worship. So let's start at verse 18. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. So as you can see, this battle is really being led by praising and worshiping. So let's go to verse 20. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Verse 21. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. I'm going to read that again. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Verse 22. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moabite, and Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies laying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. Verse 25. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. Verse 27, we're almost done. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. So if y'all noticed, the enemies then started fighting and killed each other. Verse 28, they marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, trumpets, and they proceeded to the temple of the Lord. Verse 29, when all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself have fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. And on next week, I think we're going to break down verse 20 about God giving them rest on every side. But for today, I want you all to know that, one, to have faith, but also know that as you have faith, that you still have to move your feet. For you to believe in the word of God, and for you to let your battles be led in praise and worship. And remember that God promises victory. It's already been won. Jehoshaphat and Judah, they didn't go out to physically fight. They went out as an act of faith, praising and worshiping, and the Lord allowed them to be able to have the victory. And also believe and stand on the promises of God. So I know those were a lot of verses that we went through today. And as I have been encouraging you all these past few weeks, is on your own. So make sure that you are reading 2 Chronicles chapter 20 this week again, just to see how God wants to speak to you in addition to what we are going over during our time of devotion and prayer each Monday. So I pray that this word has blessed you in some capacity and that it is something that you are able to hold on for the remainder of this week. And as I said, make sure that you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 this week again. And next week we will break down verse 30 about God giving the rest on every side. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. I ask that you all will assume a posture of prayer and join and intercede with me as we go before the Lord this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for this day. We thank you for leading and joining us together on another Monday morning to start our day off, to start our week off in your presence, oh God, in your word, oh God, and being able to receive the word that you would have to deposit into our hearts and our spirits on this morning, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you that your word is encouraging, oh God. We thank you that your word is leading and guiding us in everything that we may face in life, oh God, every battle that we may face, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that as we continue on in this month, in this day, on this week, oh God, that you will just continue to be with us, oh God. Allow us to be able to stand on your word. Allow us to be able to rest on your word, oh God. Allow us not to just be hearers of your word, oh God, but to be doers of your word as well, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will increase our faith, oh God. We thank you for how you are teaching and giving us strategies of how we can respond to the things that come across our path each and every day, oh God. So we pray, Father, for faith, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will give us unshakable faith, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will give us faith where we are able to go out into whatever battle that we may be facing, oh God, and to truly stand and believe that you are the one who has already won the victory for us, oh God. I ask, Father, on this morning, oh God, that you will just put a praise in our hearts, oh God, no matter what battles we are currently facing or even the ones that are on the way, oh God. We thank you, Father, that this battle is not ours, oh God, but that it is yours, oh God, and that you have already won each and every battle that we may face, oh God, every battle that we are in right now, oh God, you have already won it, oh God. So we thank you in advance for the victory, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are victors of Christ, oh God. We thank you that we have the victory through you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to go against anything by our own might, by our own power or strength, oh God, but by your spirit, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will continue to lead and guide us, oh God. Allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in each and everything that we do, oh God. I pray, Father, that we will seek you in all things, oh God, that we will seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, oh God, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your glory, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your power, oh God. We thank you, Father, just for how much you care for us, oh God, even the small things, even the big things, oh God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to put a praise on our hearts on this morning, oh God. We have so much to be thankful for, oh God. Help us to see beyond our problems. Help us to see beyond our struggles, oh God. Help us to truly have a praise on our hearts, oh God, that we have breath in our bodies, oh God, that we have strength, oh God, that we have the activity of our limbs, oh God, that we have family, oh God, that we have friends and support, oh God, that we have you, oh God, that we have your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we have Christ, oh God. We have so much to be thankful for, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will help us to continue to walk by faith, oh God, and not by sight, oh God. Continue to protect us, oh God. Be our shield, oh God. Be our strong tower, oh God. Be our refuge, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will be our peace, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will give us peace on this week, oh God. Peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will continue to guard and guide us, oh God. That you will send forth your angels, oh God, to go before us, oh God, to stand behind us, oh God, to encamp all around us, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for your angelic protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are keeping us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the dangers that you've kept us from already, oh God. And we thank you in advance that you will continue to do so, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us, oh God. Continue to be with us, oh God. Be our peace and be our protection, oh God. Father, we pray against any attacks or plans of the enemy that he has over our life, oh God, that he has over our families, oh God, that he has over this day, oh God, that he has over this week, oh God. We just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will cancel out all demonic assignments over our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will protect us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even help us to do our part, oh God, for us to be able to truly put on the full armor of God daily, oh God, so that we are able to stand against the attacks of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can fight back with your word, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can fight back in praise and worship, oh God. So help us to continue to allow this day to go forth, oh God, in praise and worship, oh God. That we'll praise and worship you throughout this day, oh God. That when things come up, oh God, that we'll put on our praise and worship music, oh God. That you'll put a praise in our heart, oh God. And that we are able to fight back against the enemy, not just with your word, oh God, but with praise and worship as well, oh God. So we thank you once again for meeting and joining us on this day at this time, oh God. We ask that you will continue to be with us, oh God. We ask that you will bless us, keep us whole, keep us healthy, keep us safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, that you will help us to truly be led by your Spirit throughout the rest of this week until we meet again on next Monday. So we thank you, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We give you all the glory and honor that you deserve, oh God. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. 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 I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing Monday. If you have any prayer requests, as always, you can message them to me, or you can email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. I love you all. I am praying for you all, and I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.